Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99 on 1PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's bring on Jason Hutchinson. He's a senior at Amity High School.
Yes.
He'll be giving a one-minute graduation speech to the class of 2020 on the show right now. But tomorrow at 5 on PLR, you'll hear the whole speech as 99.1 PLR celebrates the Amity High School class of 2020 by having a whole graduation live on the air. You'll be hearing us devour these names, and it'll be a good time. Next year, he'll be attending the University of Rhode Island. What are you going to be studying there, Jason?
Health science kinesiology. I'm looking to be a physical therapist.
Oh, wow.
Oh, very good.
Even the way you said it was impressive.
Yeah, he'll be giving a speech Wednesday, tomorrow night on PLR. He's the senior class president.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Student government.
Your grace.
Unified sports. School climate committee.
Climate committee. Yeah, it's too hot in this room. Put the AC on.
Junior state of achievement.
Wow.
Amity Creative Theater. Oh. Captain of the boys golf team.
Oh, four.
Amity freshman orientation program link crew.
Wow.
Principals committee. Homecoming committee chair. Pep rally committee rep. Soon to be Eagle Scout.
Wow.
Do you have time to study at all by any chance?
What kind of life?
Hardly any.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole study thing part.
Hobbies include cooking, rafting, camping,
nice.
And long car rides with his friends.
Right. Making us all like idiots.
Fun fact, he carries a gallon of water wherever he goes because you could never be too hydrated.
Well, it's my bladder, but yeah.
Sounds like he's got his stuff together.
Seriously, it was an Eagle Scout, you know.
My stuff's all over the place.
Yeah, we saw.
I don't know how you have any hobbies when you're doing all this other stuff.
Yeah, when do you sleep? Were you a vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whenever I can.
Well, congratulations to you and your class. Sounds like they're well represented here.
Extremely, like overrepresented.
Yeah, overrepresented.
Yep.
Overqualified.
Overqualified.
All right, we're going to give you like a minute or so to address. This is like the short version of what you'll be doing tomorrow at 5 on PLR.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Jason Hutchinson.
Let me tell you, if I had a nickel for every time I spaced out in class and thought to myself, just please let me graduate already, I would have a lot of nickels. So imagine my surprise as the day I've so anxiously awaited grew closer and closer, and all I could think to myself is how I wish it would stay away for just a little while longer. It is true what they say, you don't truly appreciate what you have until it's gone, and I'm saddened it took a pandemic for me to realize this. I feel I speak on behalf of all of my peers when I say the impact Amity has had on all of us these last 4 years is unmatched. Whether it be how we've grown as individuals, the bonds we have formed, or the memories we will cherish for a lifetime. It is safe to say because of our time here, we are on the right path to becoming the best version of ourselves. While it goes without saying this isn't the graduation we've expected, or let alone deserved after all of our work, let me tell you, this is one we will never forget. As I'm sure many of you are sitting there right now thinking of all we have lost this year, I encourage you to look within and ask, what are you actually missing? It is okay to grieve what you have lost, but I'm here to ask you to let go of your expectations. Because it is those expectations that have left us stressing about what could have happened rather than enjoying what is happening. 2020, like high school, has been one heck of a ride, and I am privileged to have spent the better half of my life beside each and every one of you. Congratulations, graduates.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Wow.
Book writer.
Oh.
Author.
Wow.
And author to us. And speech writer to us. Credits.
Thank you.
Great message that... Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Resonates
so
with everybody.
Yeah,
I was looking around saying, yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. But
that's how you should have, like, what, Jason, when you do this speech tomorrow, instead of saying, looking at what we should have had, you should say, looking around and saying,
Call me a ambulance. Oh, my God. You bastards.
You should give us the speech. Let us rewrite it for
you. Yeah. It'd be really good. Yeah.
I'll be sure to add that in there.
He's like, no way, help.
Oh, man. Very good. How long is your speech tomorrow night on PLR?
It's probably like four minutes, 5 minutes.
Nice. Okay.
All right, yeah. So you had to boil it down there. But, boy, nice
job, and
a great, great message.
It was.
Yeah.
It was?
Thank you. Important to stay positive.
Yeah. What do your parents do?
My mom's a visiting nurse, and my dad works for the VA hospital.
Wow.
Both of those are very honorable.
Extremely.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Right. You're all good people.
Both retired Air Force veterans. So.
Wow.
Oh, my
Thank
gosh.
Them for their service for us.
I will. I will be sure to.
Let me guess. You walk old ladies across the street.
Right. Rescues cats out of trees. Right.
You know, and when I love this kid.
And when Santa was down, he took over.
This kid is everything that I wasn't.
Right.
Probably already got a 401k.
Exactly, right.
401k. Yeah. He's got his retirement all planned.
Never smoked.
Yep. Right. Very good. All right, you're doing a good job representing seniors at Amity High School. We look forward to your speech tomorrow at 5 on PLR. Congratulations, Jason.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Kudos, man.
Well done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Impressive.
He's good doing a good job. He's actually doing a good job representing humans.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Weep, weep, skip, little weep, weep, weep.
Here's my speech. What's the opposite of above
me? We should all write graduation speech.
Right.
AJ keeps trying to set that joke up. I see it coming every time.
Mine'll say, "Dear class of 2020, bite me."
Wow, it took you a long time to graduate high school.
You know I have to come in your room soon, right?
I'm sad.
How you gonna explain the microphone down your throat?
This is why we'd never be invited to speak at a graduation.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Nice job, Jason.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.